The introduction of Chinese fish smokers in Nigeria's Adha village has had a dramatic impact on the household incomes of local merchants. Since Chinese expert teams began teaching local farmers how to use new charcoal smokers to cook their fish, their product draws hundreds to their roadside stands. Aisha Fatimet, a mother of eight, said that in the past, when she was using firewood to smoke fish, she earned around 5,000 naira, that's an equivalent of $30 every week. Since she started using the new charcoal smokers that learned from Chinese experts, her weekly income has been doubled to 10,000 naira, and now she has enough money to pay for school for her children. Feng Yong, Deputy Director General for Foreign Economic Cooperation with China's Ministry of Agriculture.
Charcoal smokers introduced by Chinese experts to Nigeria's women have dramatically improved their incomes as twice as before. In fact, the task of this project is to have Chinese expert team to teach Nigerian farmers how to apply the fish cage culture in the rice fields in order to increase both rice field yield as well as fish productivity, instead of how to grill fish. This technology has promoted more than 10,000 hectares, and hundreds of farmers have benefited from doubled rice production.
Zhang Yi, Deputy Director General for the China International Center for Economics and Technical Exchanges, says China-Africa cooperation on poverty reduction is more than just a copy-and-paste approach.
FOCAC is a good platform for communications between two sides to develop. But the development is not only for theories, it's for action plans. How to put those things really happen? There's no single easy approach of copy and paste. No adoption with no adaption could lead to a good success.
Victoria Sekitoloko, former Ministry of Agriculture in Uganda, says she likes the way that China is working to alleviate poverty in developing countries.
You know, when China starts doing something, they don't give up. They know that the people who are operating are human. So now and then, you need to monitor. And sometimes the plan may not be perfect. You need to adjust. So China does not give up. Even if things don't go according to plan, they will go back to the drawing board, look again, plan again, and continue with the plan. For me, that works because we grow. So I like the fact that China does not just give up, they keep improving and moving on.
In December 2015, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced that poverty reduction program were to be listed as one of the 10 major China-Africa cooperation plans during the FOCA summit in South Africa. Since then, under the framework of FOCA, China has implemented a series of strategies and made great progress in sharing its poverty alleviation experience with African countries. 3 years later in Beijing, President Xi announced in his opening speech to the FOCA that China will carry out 50 agriculture assistance programs, provide emergency humanitarian food aid to African countries affected by natural disasters, and send 500 senior agriculture experts to Africa. When sharing its agriculture development and poverty alleviation experience with African countries, there is no such a thing as one size fits all. But just as Sekitoloko pointed out, China does not give up. They keep improving and moving on. For CRI, I'm Xu Yawen.